Howdy, y'all. Caleb Helscher here, host of Storytelling Tuesdays at Pacific Yard House. Every Tuesday, I bring an artist in to come and share original music and the stories behind them. From up-and-coming players to road dogs with a million notches on their belt, come on out. We have great food, fantastic drinks, cold beer, and hot tunes. Y'all show up, we'll see you there.
Texas Radio 1.
Is it hilarious if I tell people that you're from the Heights?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of hilarious, right?
I mean, I've lived there for 17 years.
Yeah.
But I honestly spend probably just as much time in the Panhandle.
Hey, here comes Snot.
I am not here.
Snot.
Snot's here.
Snot. It's not.
Snot. I'll stop. I'll not.
He'll not stop.
Oh, we got
a little loud in here.
Yeah.
I think we got lucky. There's a table that walked in right before we started.
So. I saw that.
Yeah, nice.
The people that walked in after that, they turned them away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Must not be in the business to make money.
No comment.
Anywho,
Nathan Taylor, how are you?
I am not Johnny Cash.
Yep.
With Texas Radio 1.
Yep.
And this is Storytelling Tuesday.
It
and
is.
I'm here with Jimmy, that's Caleb him. Helscher.
That's him.
That's that guy over there.
Yeah.
And Nathan Taylor.
That's him.
Well, hello.
That's this guy.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to pin that mic there for me, Nathan.
Alrighty.
There you go.
Push okay. It in your face so we can hear you.
I can do that.
We want to hear them.
He's got to scrunch his shoulders up. So
we want to hear those silky tones.
I got to hold them headphones in place.
We want to hear the mustaches across the microphone. Yeah. No, we don't. I'm just kidding.
Sorry, sometimes my goatee gets caught in the little wires.
Kind of hurts when it does that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I bet your goatee gets caught everywhere, actually.
No, we're not going there.
Okay, moving on. Nathan Taylor, how are you?
I'm doing great. I am. Thank you, sir. I'm actually, shit, if I were any better, I'd be
taller.
There'd be two of me.
Two of you.
Taller. I assume taller.
Yeah.
Sorry. Damn. My bad. I apologize.
Yeah, not a problem.
I mean, I just met you and all.
Welcome to Texas Radio 1, Nathan.
If I were any better, I'd have a full head of hair.
Well, you know.
Oh, I used to say, if I was doing any better, she'd be twins.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You like that one? That's pretty
that's,
good.
That's pretty good, yeah. Yes.
She didn't turn around, though. So,
Nathan Taylor.
Yes, sir.
First time I've heard your name was today.
Not surprised.
I'm sorry to say that, but today was the first time I've heard your name. I actually read it out loud to myself when Caleb sent me the text and told me that you were going to be here tonight. We don't play any of your music. You have recordings?
He has songs he can send to you.
It
may not be under his name, but he can send you a couple.
I've got a ton of music recorded with metal bands, punk bands, other country bands I've played with. There's music all over the place, but
so you're kind of a Hank 3 kind of guy, huh?
But I don't have
more or less.
It doesn't hurt my feelings. I love Hank 3.
I don't have much of my music out there. I was so anti Spotify for so long because of what I feel like they've done to the industry that I tried to stay away from that. To the point that it's a detriment to me now. I'm actually having to get some stuff on Spotify. It's to the point now you call to book anybody, that's the first thing they ask.
Yeah.
It's the industry standard now, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It killed off the middle ground for artists. There's the big names that can make money doing it, but now it's just... Hell, anybody can put.
Well, Spotify's kind of become your demo now, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, do you have a Spotify? Yeah, it's Nathan Taylor to Spotify.com or whatever.
And it doesn't matter. I've got a website. I've got a professional website. I've got tons of stuff on YouTube. Can't get a booking.
Yeah. Hmm.
But I'm I've got things in the plans in the works.
Okay.
For that.
And so. Nathan's being very humble, man. He's an excellent guitar. We were talking about this on stage because I was like. Man, I want to hear what you release, and you were like, I just want to been playing guitar. You know what I mean? Not even get into the songwriter and singer thing. You've been playing guitar for lots of bands, man.
Yeah. I've been doing, well, guitar and bass. I've been doing a lot of bass work. I've got some guys that
I say I play bass in bands, but I can't tell you I play bass. Like, I'll tell you I play bass in bands, but I can't tell you I play bass.
Well,
you know?
and I've got one project that I jokingly call a dad band. We're all guys right around 50 years old. We're all middle-aged. We're doing a bunch of covers, but they're all fun stuff.
You need another guy? I think Jimmy's available.
You play keyboards by any chance? No.
I thought maybe y'all needed somebody to look up to. He's a little older than
me. Well, the old guy in the group, huh? Yeah, I got you.
But I'm
so be like a front man, right?
Yeah, front man.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Just introduce the songs.
I've always been the musician that was playing in 3, 4, sometimes as many as 6 bands at a time. I've said for years, if one band could stay busy enough to keep me occupied and keep me interested, and that's the only thing I wanted to do, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
But realistically, for me, it's about music. I just love playing music. I love being on stage. That's
what you mentioned to me. It's like, what matters is that I'm playing music.
Yes.
Yeah,
so if it's not me singing or writing, it's me playing guitar
exactly.
or bass.
Yeah.
And it hit me pretty hard. I'm not gonna lie, man. Because like, as a straight singer songwriter, not a great guitar player, not a great bass player. You definitely don't want to hear me on drums. But like, I guess this is all I got. You know, all my eggs are in one basket here. But you know, you have the singing capability, you have the songwriting capability, but you're also like a guitar player.
Yeah.
And like, you're happy as long as you're making music.
It's,
you know, like,
right.
So.
Well,
we had Kenny Jackson up here about a month or two ago.
Yeah.
And he kind of had the same thing. He's like, I don't care how I'm doing it, as long as I'm doing it.
Right. Yeah. You know? I get that big time. Well, and that really goes back to the recording thing to me. I'm having a hard time finding that happy medium between production and dollar value.
Yeah.
That's really hard to...
Ooh, that's good. Production and dollar value. I like that.
That's really hard to balance. And that's been one reason I've been hesitant to put out some of my own music. Just trying to capture what I want to capture. Because to me, it's about... Recording started as a way to show others what a live band sounded like. It was never meant to be this overdub medium like the Beatles, really, the way they progressed the art. And I respect that totally.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
For me, it's about live. It's if I can't get on stage in front of people, I have mental issues I have to deal with at home. It's an outlet for me. I unfortunately ended up in a position when I first moved to Houston. My ex-wife, she ran off with somebody else. I kind of just got stuck here. I'd been playing music, touring with a band for 8 years, and it took me a year and a half to get a gig down here. I didn't know anybody, never met anybody. I went through a whole period of depression and realized how much my mental well-being depends on being on a stage and being in front of people.
Yeah.
That's all it's about for me. The recorded music, I could take or leave. It really doesn't matter to me. It's about being on stage.
Well, here at Texas Radio, and we need that recorded music so we can play it, brother.
gotcha.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, without that, I've said it a million times.
They'll be here every Tuesday. I book you. I guarantee that. Yeah.
And it's hard. It's hard to play music we don't have.
I understand that.
Yeah. I haven't released an album, man, since like 2018, 19 now.
Yeah, and we have his songs on the classic rotation right now.
Awesome.
So I've told myself every year.
Sorry.
Classic rotation.
Yeah, classic.
Yes, there with George and.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old Jorge. But I've been telling them kind of the same thing. Would you say the dollar production value?
Yes.
Kind of thing, man. It's like I could go bullshit a recording session, and I don't mean bullshit. I just mean like I know a guy with a couple mics and a decent machine. Oh
right.
Gosh, you know, to make it all work. But it's at the same time, it's like. The songs I hear in my head, they're big songs. I want
yeah.
the big things. But do I save the money and record them, put it out there and see what they do. Put it on Spotify for 0.00003 cents a play.
And
you know,
regardless of what anybody says, it's money. It's out of pocket. It's it's a big expense up front. It's whether you're buying the equipment to do it yourself and whether I'm recording for free. Well, no, you spent all that money on equipment.
Exactly.
You know, and so it's
whether you're in the closet with sheets hanging up and a Shure 58 in front of you. You had to buy the sheets and you had to buy the 58.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. It costs money.
Yeah, it is. That is a good point. It does cost money.
Well, if you trade three pairs of boots, these guys at Texas Radio 1 have a studio.
you're looking at our studio, right? Yeah. No, no.
Oh, that's amazing.
Don't hurt yourself, Nate.
Hey, hey, Mudbug, that other pair of boots was for you. It wasn't for me. It's one of those.
He ain't listening. He's somewhere out in the ocean.
He's out in the, he's out in the middle of the ocean tonight.
On a cruise or something?
Mudbug's on a cruise.
He's on a cruise. Oh, no.
Yeah, he's out there on a cruise.
I've been on one. I liked it. I'll do it. I'll do it again. I'll do it again. Judging my Nathan's shirt, I'll do it again.
he does have a pretty wild shirt on tonight, folks. We'll make sure to post pictures.
See, and I will say this is one drawback of not having your music recorded is I had a lady not too long ago. I was wearing this shirt. She came up after the gig, and she was like, honestly, I don't feel like I play anything that's tropical. I don't feel like I play anything that's...
not that I heard tonight.
Blew out a flip-flop, you know. Yeah. But she came up. She's, I love your music. It's so much like Jimmy Buffett. I was like, all you saw was the shirt.
Yeah.
That's all you paid attention to.
Yeah. Yeah. She had way too many margaritas.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was choked up. I mean, she had too many margaritas. You, to me, you don't sound very tropical at all.
No, I don't feel. possibly a little panhandle windswept, but yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
The oceans of the panhandle. You know?
They call them oases. Yeah.
I've been to the panhandle. There ain't no oceans up there.
Yeah, so Nate was saying that's where the family's from. Family farm and the panhandle.
Yes, sir.
And that's where I'm going to escape during the apocalypse. So we were discussing this.
We're making plans.
I don't have the address yet, but I will have before the night's over. He's got like... evidently, him and his family own, or the family owns, like, you know, half the panhandle.
A couple thousand acres or something like that.
Yeah, a couple. He said four.
I was going to say the name. You said it. I don't count that high.
I'm sure it's not. I'm sure there's not a Sharpie line on the map anywhere.
I worked cattle for 3 years, every 2 weeks in a certain summer. I say Odessa, but it was out in Crane County somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And loved it. Best times of my life, because the one time where, like, when the calf would get met, and, like, so we were doing them, tagging them, branding them, giving them a shot, you know, all the things. And
I got to ask, were y'all doing it in a chute? Were they dragging them up
in
the
horse?
No,
we're dragging them. We're dragging up in the horse, yeah. Old Vicente.
Nice.
Vicente cut his hand. And love the guy, but he had to go like wrap his hand, and old Foreman's pissed off. I'm like, give me a rope, I got this. My first freaking lasso, got one, and I couldn't believe it, dude. I was like, no,
it was
way.
All downhill after that, huh?
Oh no, it was they wouldn't let me on a horse, so I was standing up. So I was just standing, you know, they're all in a pen, so you're grabbing them and pulling them, you know, whatnot. I got one. I was like, no way, you know. It just took off, and I was being dragged. But the guys grabbed him, and it was still a win for me.
Is that back when you were like a 110, 120 pounds, I mean?
I was about 150.
It was before the baby.
Before the baby?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, right now is before the baby.
About 70 pounds ago. Yeah, I'm gonna start narrating my life through pounds. Like, oh, yeah, I remember that. About 70 pounds ago. Yeah. Oh, yeah, about 35 pounds ago. You know?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Did you listen to the MIA podcast?
I haven't, man.
We're pushing this new nickname.
Uh-oh.
This new nickname for Jimmy.
We've
come up with this nickname, and we think it's a good fit for Jimmy.
Uh-oh, here we go, Jimmy.
Yeah. It's Big Plush.
Plush? Actually.
Yeah, anyway.
Hey, we figured that if Paul Coffin can be Big Velvet,
he can be Big Velvet.
Big Plush. I dig it. I dig it. Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to get him a mink coat right now.
Hey, where I work, there's a lot of lost and found. Any big? I'm trying to get
Rob Thomas's old mink coat because I'm sure he don't wear it anymore. Might not be though. But
hey, speaking of mink coats, Nathan, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
What is that going to do with mink coats?
I'm just big plush.
How he makes those transitions? Yeah. Speaking of mink coats, hi Nathan.
Nathan's like,
I try to be luxurious. Yeah, I don't know.
Is that boot company or something? Yeah. Go and see his tailor. He's like, I gotta see my tailor tomorrow. I'm like, I dated a girl named Taylor.
That was my big brag today.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was my,
yeah.
That was my buddy. It was Randy Hill, actually.
Yeah, no, I love Randy. We're having him in a couple
yes,
weeks.
Yeah. Awesome. And he said, he goes, I was visiting for a minute. He goes, so what does a gentleman rancher get for a back piece these days? You got like the bit. And I was like, I hadn't gotten that far yet, but I am going to see my tailor later today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you ended up with that shirt? Yeah. Sorry. No, is that today or yesterday?
I'm sorry.
You get a lot of grief about your shirt today, man.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's radio friendly.
I don't know. So are these faces.
Yeah, yeah. We say that all the time. Yeah. Cut the face for radio.
That's why we didn't start a TV show.
there's a time we were thinking about doing the video thing. It's like, it's probably best we don't.
You don't want to incriminate anybody, right? You know?
It'd be a video of like our logo. Maybe just moving around.
Just moving around.
We could do it like the old, like the, what's that, Gnarls Barkley video?
Barkley, yes.
Anyway.
Hey, man, Nathan, thank you so much for coming out again, yeah, brother.
Man, I appreciate you,
man.
Thank you so much.
I'm happy we have documented conversation from here on out. I'm sorry about what it's about, but I'm happy we have documented
conversation. So you said you have a website? You
yes,
have music
sir.
On your website?
RobertNathanTaylor.com. I've got links to all my social media stuff. Okay. It does have a link to my YouTube. I've probably got over 200 videos on my YouTube, solo stuff, different bands, actually some stuff from Little Outfit when I was with them.
Real quick, you said RobertNathanTaylor.com.
Yes, sir.
.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so RobertNathanTaylor.com.
With a P?
Hmm?
With a P?
With a P.
A silent P. Never mind.
Don't confuse people.
Gosh, I'm why sorry, guys. I meant to say K. Darn it.
Yeah, it's Caleb with a K. Look him up.
Oh, no!
What was it? Caleb Kane.
Yeah.
With a C.
Yeah.
Caleb Kane. I discovered very quickly that there's about 1,500 Nathan Taylors out there across the U.S.
Yes.
Trying to put music out, and so I figured the kind of classic Texas route was to just go with the full three names.
Robert Nathan Taylor.
I was going to say, how many of them you think had the cool handlebar mustache?
One.
I
probably just you, huh?
That guy.
Yeah. I think I got it cornered.
Because I want to do the handlebar mustache, but Sweet Tea here, she won't let me.
No?
She won't even let me fake it for a minute. Like, she freaks out every time when I grab my mustache and I pull it out like this and I start acting like I'm going to... No,
you had a good one, man. Do it again, do it again.
Yeah, no, she freaks out.
She likes that hair in her mouth?
She just don't want me to have the handlebar mustache. I don't know. I mean, she don't like, I guess she don't like the way it looks on me, huh?
There's, you know, that my lady was not about facial hair at all. She said she'd never dated a man, never been around, never kissed a man with facial hair. Now she swears she can't do without it. So.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's like going from a boy to a man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my first wife said she's never been with a man before with facial hair. Yeah.
What's the matter, Jim? You're sounding like Mudbug tonight. Have you realized that? Yeah, have you noticed?
Caleb, he drank that beer, man.
No,
he changed the game.
He only drank half of it.
He only drank half of it, look.
Look. I got it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, finish it off for me, man.
I got you, man. I got you.
I'm surprised you didn't rip them headphones off and go grab it real quick.
I'm thinking about it. Hey, man, thank you so much, brother. Until next time, man. One more time for your social medias. One more time for RobertNathanTaylor.com.
Yes, sir. RobertNathanTaylor.com.
And as far as Facebook goes, you have a couple pages, don't you?
I've got a personal page and my music page.
All right, I want to talk about it. His personal page is Diva1.
Yes.
Taylor.
Sparkles.
Sparkles.
/ Sparkles.
Yes. Because you know I'd be stripping on the weekends.
That's
a different page altogether. You don't want to find that one.
Look for him. He'll be wearing the blue and green Hawaiian t-shirt.
So when do you have some stuff coming out anytime soon? Or?
Well, my plan is I'm working on a deal this fall that I'm actually going to be it's going to be in conjunction with the boot shop where I work. Republic Boot Company. I'm going to mention them real quick just because those guys take good care of me. We do have a stage. We have live music there every Friday.
Republic Boot Company. Where is this located?
11th and Studewood in the Heights.
No, we're booking it. We're booking it. Y'all are coming with me.
1133 East 11th by the old Sunburger.
Okay.
Down there in the Heights. We specialize in building custom boots, but we've got a full bar. We can't sell you any liquor or anything, but we give it away all day.
He booked me in December.
Kind of place.
It aids in the boot selling process for sure.
Right.
We've got a stage. We got live music. We host events. We've had as many as 200 people there. Food trucks doing all kinds. We've done all kinds of stuff there. It's a great place.
Oh, that's cool.
Great place to make connections, meet people. We have a podcast that we do there as well, and everything the boot company and.
Oh yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's an awesome place.
We'll have to try to make our way down there.
Please do.
He booked me for one in Decemberwary.
Decemberwary?
He booked me in Decemberwary. Yeah. So
okay.
Yeah. I'll bring you with me.
All right, I'll keep that on my calendar.
Decemberwary of 2094.
Yeah. So
or 40. It's 49.
49.
I will look it up. What's the social for that? Republic
Boot Company.
Republic Boot Company. So
yes, sir.
We'll pull that up.
Instagram, Facebook, all kinds of stuff.
Ask for Nathan Taylor.
Please do. Yeah. I may not be able to help you with much, but I can damn sure open a beer for you.
Hey, my guy.
I think that's yeah.
Man,
that's a good talent to have.
Yeah, that's a good talent to have.
Speaking of opening beers, thank you, Jimmy, for the beer, bud. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think Caleb's trying to get out of here. I think his old lady's.
I know. I don't know.
He said bye to me like three times.
I know. I'm sorry, Nathan.
He does that a lot.
He's thanked me for being here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He started doing that as soon as you walked through the door.
Caleb. I do. Look, I want to let you know. So before I had
Caleb, I'm still here.
I know. Barely. No, when I first started my Storytelling Tuesdays, I lasted about 2 months at some other place, but I made sure Nathan Taylor is one of those guys because I love the way you write songs.
Thank
brother.
You, sir.
Cool. I love it the way
Thank
you write songs.
I deeply appreciate that. I really do.
I've had lots of people on the podcast. So I have a lot of people more, but. You're one of the first for a damn reason.
Thank you, sir.
It's probably good they weren't there because they probably would not have hired me when they first saw me doing Storytelling Tuesday.
That's why we pay him so much.
Yeah.
Yes. We're doubling his salary.
You wouldn't believe
As we speak.
I got 3 sugar packets tonight.
And half a beer.
Hey, but remember, that's a big mug. That's a big mug.
So. I get that a lot.
Man, oh man.
I'm stopping. Hey, my name's Jimmy E. And listen to Texas Radio 1.
No, it's Big Plush.
Oh, Big Plush.
Yeah, say Big Plush.
Big Plush.
Yeah, see? Huh?
And I'm Caleb Holscher. I'll be back here next week hosting another songwriting storyteller.
Storytelling Tuesday.
We'll take it, man. Amen. Amen.
And I guess I got to just be myself.
And I'm not.
Nathan, it was good to meet you.
Yeah,
you
man.
As well.
Caleb,
yeah.
It was good seeing you again. Jimmy, it was good seeing you again, too.
Well, holla.
And I guess we'll see some of you next time.
Awesome.
Until next time, Nate.
Hey,
RobertNathanTaylor.com.
RobertNathanTaylor.com. Peace out. This is a Texas Radio 1 podcast. A special thanks to Pacific Yard House in Conroe for hosting Storytelling Tuesdays every week. Be sure to visit PacificYardHouse.com for more information about everything they have to offer. Also, special thanks to Caleb Helsher for letting us be a part of Storytelling Tuesdays and for generally being an awesome individual. If you would like more information about Texas Radio 1, visit TexasRadio1.com, where we play the very best country in Texas. Daggum right.